Hi, I'm Antoine Taylor, and welcome to The Mission, where we are dedicated to helping you encounter God through Scripture.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to The Mission Podcast. I am your host, Antoine Taylor, and I'm back at you. Happy September. Hope that you're doing well. Hope your family is doing well. Listen, let's get right into it, guys. Let's really make this a great episode. Man, for all you guys have been waiting, I'm glad you've been waiting. Thank you for rocking with me. You know, life gets hard. You got family, you got friends, you got things that you got to take care of, and it's beyond podcasting. But I do want to acknowledge those who have been rocking with me and that are listening, that are waiting, and they want to hear the word of the Lord, because I do have a word of the Lord today. And so listen, guys, I'm praying for you. I want you to receive this. We are coming out of the chapter of Jude number 1, and it's really about a reminder, guys. I just want to remind you. I want you to be reminded of what Christ Jesus did for us. If you are a believer, you have to understand the times that we are in are very detrimental to our faith. There's a lot of things going around in the world. There's a lot of lies. There's a lot of spiritual warfare. The spiritual warfare has been high at its highest peak lately. And there's been so many different things that we've been seeing on the news. There's so many different things that we've been seeing in our families. And there's been people turning away from the faith, people talking about a different gospel beyond what Jesus had described and what Jesus had lived. So I really want to challenge you, if you are listening, I want to challenge you about the things that I'm going to talk about what we should be looking at. So I hope you have your Bibles. I hope that you're ready to go. Let's get it. So Jude starts here. It says, Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and a brother of James, to those who are called, loved by God the Father, and kept for Jesus Christ. May mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you. Now listen to this. Those who are called, meaning the people who Jesus Christ has given a call to, which is all of us, right? Those who have loved, he's loved all of us. The Bible says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Okay, and then it says by God the Father and kept for Jesus Christ. Who is it that is being kept in Christ? It is we, the believers, the followers of Christ, that are being kept in Christ. And I want to encourage you, if you find yourself right now in a place that you don't know where you should be, I want you to remember where God brought you from. I want you to understand that the reason for this letter, Jude is writing to remind us that God is going to keep us if we stay in Christ Jesus. Listen to this. It says, dear friends, this is the next verse, it's verse 3. Dear friends, although I was eager to write you about the salvation we share, I found it necessary to write appealing to you to contend for the faith that once was delivered to the saints once and for all. Listen, you might be in a place where you don't understand this thing. This is a walk, right? But I want to encourage you that Jesus is the reason why we'll be kept. So if you're trying to figure out in your head, why is this? Why is that? Why is this happening to me? Remember to keep your eyes focused on Jesus. You don't understand why your life ended up the way it is. You don't understand why you ended up here. But I want you, if you're listening to this, to understand that God understands. He has a plan. And our job as believers in Christ or followers in Christ is to be kept in Christ. How can I be kept in Christ? Listen, lately the Lord has been really on me about prayer. A lot of times we pray, but when we pray, we don't pray for being kept. We don't pray for the things that we need spiritually. We pray for sensual things. We pray for things that we need in this world. I want you to understand, in order for you to be kept in the faith, and to be able to contend for the faith, you must pray for strength, not tangible things. You see, a lot of this world, if you look on Instagram, you look on the reels, you look on these things, it's all about me, 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 me. There's no Christ. So I want you to refocus on the faith, refocus on Jesus, and watch him give you the answer you need. Listen, I was talking to my daughter the other day, and she was going through her small group because she just entered the sixth grade, and she's thinking, I want to go to the small group. But she went to small group once. It went well. She ended up going back again, and it did not go well. And so I just said, hey, baby girl, why are you there? Why are you there? Are you there for yourself? Are you there to meet Jesus? Are you there to work on your skills to meet Jesus? And that's a question. Why are you believing Jesus? Are you believing Jesus because you need a new car? Are you believing Jesus because you got a need that needs to be met, a worldly need that needs to be met? You need a husband. You need a wife. What are you wanting? What are you wanting, right? I want you to change your perspective and remember that when we have nothing, God can fill us up with his spirit. So you don't need your dreams. You don't need your goals. Just remember, your goal is to have a relationship with Jesus and contend for the faith. My daughter, the second time she's going there, and she's like, I don't want to deal with this, daddy. And I said, you know what? Let's go to Joshua. And so we go to Joshua chapter 1, and it tells us what we should be doing in Joshua chapter 1. It says, be strong and courageous, right? That's what he starts off. He says, be strong and courageous because the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Listen, guys, you're taking too much on your plate. You're trying to make your own way. The Bible says there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end is death. There is no other way, guys. There's no way that you're going to get peace. There's no way you're going to get deliverance. There's no way that you're going to have anything you need except for your mind being on Christ Jesus. When you lose your mind and you find Christ, then you start to live. Then you start to get revelation. Then you start to get purpose. There's a lot of you listening. You might not have a purpose right now. You might be thinking, why am I where I am? Why do I have to go through this? You're asking why? And turn your mind towards Jesus. He's going to change your mind. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. And so I want to remind you to contend. If you are a seasoned believer, this is not the time to run away. This is not the time to just go tuck your head and be comfortable. This is your time to live out, to be ready for Jesus, because he is coming back. He is coming back soon. And if we're not ready as the church, what are we waiting for? What are we waiting for, guys? So I want to challenge you to contend for the faith. Contend for the faith. Now, this brother says, dear friends, I wanted to write you about salvation, but I felt an urge to write to you to contend for the faith that was once entrusted to the saints. There's a lot of things going on out here. There's a lot of people turning away. They say they represent Jesus, but they represent their culture. They say they represent Jesus, but they represent their own family. They say they represent Jesus, but they represent their desires. They say they represent Jesus, but they represent their church. Listen, guys, I want to be clear. Guys, let's contend for what Jesus did. He died on the cross so that we would have life. You should want nothing in this world. There is nothing in this world that's going to give you peace. There's nothing in this world that's going to sustain you. I want you to understand that even if you think so, you're tricked and you're being bamboozled, because God is the only way that we should be living, because he gives us peace, right? He gives us peace that surpasses all understanding. But it says this, for certain men whose condemnation was written about long ago have secretly slipped in among you. They are godless men who charge the grace of our God in a license for immorality and to deny Jesus Christ, our only sovereign Lord. Listen, man, there's a lot of people denying the faith. There's a lot of people. That's why you can't get caught up in preachers. That's why you can't get caught up in podcasts. Even if you're listening to me, I urge you to read the word of God for yourself. I urge you to get into your prayer closet to pray, to let the Holy Spirit speak to you so that you will know you're walking in the right way, because there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end of it is death. And my daughter had to figure that out, guys. She had to understand that, am I going to trust my feelings and my emotions, or am I going to trust God? He told Joshua, be strong and courageous. So I'm challenging you, if you're a believer in Christ, if you're a follower of Jesus, be strong and courageous in him. Be wise and go into his presence daily. The Lord has really been on me with praying with my wife. He's been telling me, and as I was praying with my wife, he said, this is what I want you to do, because the warfare, hallelujah, the warfare is strong now. So we have to be ready for battle. So I want to encourage you guys, strap on your boots, strap on your helmet of salvation, get the sword, which is the word, and start rightly dividing the word of truth. Start reading your word daily. Start reciting the scriptures. Start meditating on it both day and night. What does it say in Joshua? If you meditate on the word day and night, you will be successful wherever you go. Who cares about worldly success? Success for us is that people know Jesus, that people are giving them their lives to Christ. Okay, that is success. So stop thinking about success as a material thing. Stop thinking about what you drive or what you own, because it is not yours. It is the Lord's. And so I want to, if you want to find yourself in a place where you need to repent, I urge you, repent now. Repent now. Get your mind right now, right? Because people are creeping in the church, like Judas saying, they're creeping in the church and they're deceiving people. Don't be deceived by your culture. Don't be deceived by your own ambition. Don't be deceived by your own thoughts. Ask the Holy Spirit for the mind of Christ, and he's going to set you free. So I want to tell you guys, contend for the faith. And if you're a new believer, I urge you to continue to read your word, continue to pray, build a relationship with God, get with someone that's a seasoned believer to help you and push you and encourage you. And if you find a podcast like this one, stay tuned, because you need to continue to hear the word and get it down in your heart and in your mind so that you can be able to walk when the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Everything that you've got, all your faith, all the things that you think you're going to do, when he comes to lie to you and tell you you're not this, you're not that, you can stand up on the word and say, Jesus is going to keep me. Jesus loves me. Jesus died. Jesus died that I might have life and life more abundantly. Jesus died on the cross so that I can be eternally with him in heaven. So I want to encourage you, if you don't know Jesus right now, I pray right now, Lord, whoever's listening right now, that they would find a way to know you, Lord Jesus, that you would reveal yourself to them, that you would change their posture, that you would change their minds, that you would allow them to have a twinkle, Lord God, for you, Lord Jesus. I ask right now, every spirit that's got them blinded, I bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask right now that you would loose them, set them free so that they may see you more clearly, Lord Jesus. See your mind, see your heart, Lord Jesus. Lord, I ask that you would transform hearts, hurts, and pains, Lord, whatever it is, I come against it right now in the name of Jesus. And I ask, if they don't know you, let us say this to yourself. Lord, I believe you died on the cross for my sins. Lord, I believe that you died, you resurrected, and you rose up on the third day. Lord, I believe that you are the Lord and the Savior, and I want to make you the Lord and the Savior over my life right now. Father, I ask that you meet them right where they are, that, Lord, you encourage them in the Holy Spirit, and, Lord, that you lead them on the path that you have for them. Lord, if they're a seasoned believer, Lord, I ask that you reignite the fire. reignite them that they may contend for what's right, that they may not turn from the right to the left, that they may do whatever your word says so that they may be successful for the kingdom, not for the world, but for the kingdom, God. Father, I thank you, I praise you, and I give you glory for this listener. Amen.